The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Welcome to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live this evening, send her an email right now, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now, back from New Year's Eve, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you, Gary, and welcome everyone to thank you for joining us here on Down the Garden Path, and thank you for joining us for our first live show of 2016. I feel like I took a little extended break there, didn't I, Gary?
It depends what your New Year's Eve was like.
Yeah, it was perfectly lovely, but I'm excited to be back here in January. I know it's not the usual time that we'd start talking about gardening, but I think it's a great time to look ahead. And I am really looking forward to continuing to bring more shows this year and continue to, you know, my focus of down-to-earth practical advice for our plants, our landscape design, all things gardening. And I really believe gardening should be easy. I know there's lots of hard ways and challenging ways to do things, but I think there should be just as many easy ways to do things. And that's why I'm here. I just want to give everybody insight and input and tips and tricks on how to make everything in their landscapes easier. So again, thank you everyone for listening. And I'm really excited about our guest this evening. And it's going to be fun. I think it's a really cold day here in Southern Ontario, the GTA, just outside Toronto. And I think it's going to be fun to talk about gardening on this cold day, and it hopefully will warm us up from the inside out. Don't you think?
Very nice. Yes. You put that very lovely.
Happy. Happy very New lovely. Year to you, Gary.
And thank you
for having me back. Continuing to have me back.
Yes.
So, without further ado, I want to read a little bit about our guest. Her name is Dawn Gullaher, and she is the owner of Gardens Plus. And this is a on-site retail nursery as well as a mail-order nursery located not too far from us, but it's in Dawnwood, which is 2 kilometers east of Peterborough. This business was established in 1995 as a garden installation business, with her retail location opening in 1997. In 2001, the website was recreated and shows all the perennials with pictures, pricing, hours, and even a mini tour of the award-winning display gardens. The website is gardensplus.ca, and her display gardens hold the largest collection of hostas and daylilies in the area. So I'm really excited to talk about plants and about, I think it's great, I love the idea of a mail order option for all our listeners who are anywhere in the world. So I wanted to welcome you to the show, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Joanne.
And I'm so glad we connected, and I'm so excited to learn more about your business here on Down the Garden Path.
I'm excited to share it with you, and we're so in tune with each other. You're all about the right plan, and I'm all about the right plant.
That's right. And then we can, I'm sure we converge on one of my taglines is the low maintenance is the right plant in the right spot.
That's right.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. That's what, you know, because it's, you try to make a plant grow in the wrong spot. That's a ton of work. Yeah, it might grow, but it's certainly, you know, I chatted about hostas. Yeah, they'll grow in full sun, but are they happy and do they look great?
No.
That's right. That's exactly. Right. So why don't we start off in you telling me a little bit more about the nursery?
Okay, so we moved to this location back in 1996 in the fall, and believe it or not, it was a clean slate. There was actually very little as far as gardens, some old lilacs, some old cedars, and no gardens to speak of, not a lot of nice trees, so we added some trees, and just we started with display gardens. And just had stock in the, we'll call it the back area. And initially, it was just for garden installation side of the business.
Okay.
And then we just started, people kept asking our customers, where did you get those plants? And you know how it goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to do a little bit of retail in the spring of 1997. And then it just grew, and lots of other things sort of impacted the business with the big box stores, et cetera.
Right.
So we decided to specialize and started out with hostas and daylilies. And then as we started adding more gardens, we realized that not all plants are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, some need a lot more work.
Yeah.
And we're in the country, and we're all about rainwater and all the environmental issues. And so that's where we started really paying attention to the easy care and started not growing and selling the ones that weren't so easy to care for.
Mm-hmm.
So we have display gardens at the front area, and then at the back is the greenhouses and the stock of plants. So we're growers, as well as obviously we bring in all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Each year that's new that we, you know, have never had the opportunity to have, or things we've run out of because they sell so well.
Right. And do you have like a little corner where you kind of trial things before you kind of commit to them?
We have not really trial plants, but plants that are, we'll say, more expensive, the brand new ones that we're hoping that they'll be on the market in the future more reasonably priced to bring in, you know, wholesale,
yes.
Hopefully be able to buy wholesale,
mm-hmm.
Because we're gardeners first and foremost, and we're very passionate about hostas and daylilies and some of these other plants. So we're collectors, like we just like to collect. So we throw them in the display gardens, and if they get lots of attention, and eventually, you know, I'll find them on a list somewhere a lot less money than usually what I've initially paid,
right.
Then we'll bring them in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tend to do that too. Like, when you first hear about a plant and it is brand new and sometimes even hard to get, sometimes the brand new ones are even, they're hyped, but then they're even on limited lists, so that's
right.
Why they're not on sale.
Yeah.
But, you know, are they really as good as everybody says they are, right?
That's right.
And
yeah.
So I've really learned, you know, to kind of test them out a little bit before, you know, putting them in my designs. So and even then, like, I mean, you're different in the sense because you've got to buy them. So you really want to make sure that they're good, you know.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And also, I mean, I guess I'm encouraging my customers to buy them. So,
yeah,
you know, same
right.
Kind of thing for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So I found it interesting that the display gardens kind of came first.
Yeah, we just, there was nothing here. It was a blank slate.
Okay.
And to me, if you're going to have this type of a unique experience where you can see some of the combinations in the display gardens, you know, they have to be there foremost. And a lot of people, they just don't even know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talk about lighting being so important. And they see some combinations in the display gardens, that sort of gives them the, you know, they can start doing the creativity, creating in their own minds.
Yeah.
What to put together and where. And
your background is, this is just kind of self-taught, or did you go to school?
Yeah, no, it's mostly self-taught.
Excellent.
And just, you know, lots of reading and never literally taken any courses that I can remember ever. I don't get into the technical part of, like, you know, trees and shrubs and
right.
All that kind of stuff. I stick with perennials. I stick with easy care. Lots of, you know, tips and stuff like that along the way to share for sure. And it's amazing how it's grown. And I do you know, speaking at garden shows and garden clubs like the horticulture societies and the district meetings and stuff, and it's great to share.
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
For sure.
And we learn, yeah. It's such a great, I find our industry is such a really good collaborative industry. You know, we're not competitors really. We're all in it together, and we all want new gardeners or whatever, just gardeners to succeed and everybody's garden to look good. So I think that's one of the things that really drew me into this industry was how collaborative it really is. You know, a group of designers, and we're not like fighting over customers. You know, we are all really supporting each other, and same with growers and retailers like yourself. I mean, I think it's a great thing. So.
Yeah, because the bottom line is the customers in the garden, so to speak. So I know that, around here, you know, somebody comes to me and they're looking for clematis. I only sell kind of a two or three different types, but I'll send them where I think they have them, or I'll pick up the phone and call another nursery and see if they have them. And
right.
they do the same. If somebody comes to them looking for a coneflower or a hosta or daylily, things that they know I have, you know, great numbers of varieties, they'll do the same, which is great.
Okay. So I noticed in your bio here that Gardening Life magazine rated your nursery as one of the, quote, top 40 boutique nurseries in Canada. So
I'm trying to think when it was, because the magazine's no longer.
Right.
So what had happened was Marjorie Harris, I didn't realize she didn't drive. Anyways, she she was speaking in Peterborough, and she called me up. And it was early May, like I'm talking like 1st or 2nd or 3rd of May, because it was, she was speaking at the Women's Business Network in Peterborough, and their meeting's always the first Wednesday of the month.
Okay.
So she came, and I toured her around, and then I was actually going to that meeting that evening, and in her slideshow, she kept referring to me and talking about this and that and whatever, and I hadn't even opened yet, so I wasn't. I hadn't opened for the season yet.
Oh, okay, open for the season.
I don't usually open till the first Friday or second Friday of May, depending on what year it is. And this particular time, I think I wasn't open for another like a week and a half. So I was very embarrassed that she wanted to come and see the gardens. I mean, everything was in good shape, but it was full of daffodils and tulips and you know, the early spring stuff, the Brunera and. But she knows her stuff, and she saw the bones, and so I finished all my mail order for the early spring and the summer, and, you know, July 31st is when our season sort of winds down, because it starts getting too hot in August, and I got a phone call from someone, and it was a customer from mail order, and she was looking for a certain particular hosta, and I always ask if it was a newer customer, and I asked her how she heard of us. And she says, "Oh, well, I've got Gardening Life magazine, and you're written in it." And I'm like, "Pardon?" Marjorie didn't even say anything to me.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's been traveling all around and putting together all these places and things that, she, you know, the nurseries that she's seen. And boutique nursery was a kind of a very cool way of describing our nursery, because it's not the big type nursery where you get the big cart and you go around. Like, we don't have annuals, we don't have shrubs, we just have perennials, and we just have easy care. So it's very, we have a lot of selection, but in certain, you know, but it was amazing. So
I don't think I've ever been to a nursery that didn't have annuals, so I think that's great, because I'm not a huge I'm not a huge annual fan, I'm afraid. I mean, more even in my containers, I lean towards putting perennials and shrubs and tropical plants in my containers. That tends to be a little bit passion.
Good.
Yeah, I have to confess, I did stick a petunia in this year, but by far, you know, annuals are like kind of lower down on my list. But that's great. And now, from the time that Marjorie wrote that recommendation, has the garden center or has your location kind of evolved a little bit? Or
oh my gosh,
yeah,
that's so funny. So season 19 is. 2016 is season 19 for us, and season 15 we do a little anniversary big cake celebration each year when it's our every May or whatever. We'll have cake and put it out on our newsletter or on Facebook, you know, everybody come in and have a piece and join us. And let's just say I turned one of the big birthdays not that long ago, and my mom did a storyboard for me, you know, so the baby pictures and stuff all come out. So then we were doing the anniversary celebration for Gardens Plus. And I, so of course I might, you know, invite my family out as well. And Mom says, well, have you got any pictures kicking around of when you guys first moved out there and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, well, give them to me. And, you know, you always get thank you cards and stuff when you do these talks. Just put a box of stuff together for me. So she did me a storyboard.
Wow.
And it's great because, like, it shows the front, there were no gardens. The back, there was no gardens. We actually had quite a few buckthorn trees on the property.
Oh, okay.
So they're gone.
Yeah, thank goodness.
And we had a lot of old lilacs, and I love lilacs.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But people would come through the lilacs to the back where the sales area is, and they go, oh, my gosh, this is like a secret garden. And I would go, oh, what a compliment. And then I started thinking after, you know, months and years, that a secret in business is not a good thing.
Yeah, it's true.
So when you drove by our property, the sign, you know, you're on a county road, it can only be so big because of laws, and that's fine. But you used to drive by, and you couldn't really see through, and you couldn't see the greenhouses, and people need to see greenhouses to know when there's greenhouses.
Yeah.
So we've taken out tons of mostly trees that shouldn't be there.
Right.
And opened up the lilacs and just keep putting in more gardens and revamping. You know, we've been here 19, almost,
wow,
well, it'll be 20 years in September.
Yeah.
So you know how it is.
Yeah.
You can't leave a garden untouched for 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, no, years. It's definitely an evolution always.
It's always, yeah. So they're always evolving, and then we're always moving things around.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so there's been huge changes. And even things with, like, labeling our plants in the display gardens. You know, you go through, that's one of the sort of my pet peeves, I guess, is the labeling. You'd love everything to be labeled really well.
Yeah.
And so we're still working on some of those things, but we've went through different transitions with those even as well.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to talk more about this, but we do need to pause for a brief commercial break, and we'll be right back with Gardens Plus in just a moment. Thank you for joining me on Down the Garden Path, and you are here on Reality Radio 101.
Mandy's Toys and Things is a wonderful place to find great toys, awesome jewelry, and unique porcelain figures. There is a wide selection of items for the entire family. Come in and see our plush toys and action figures section for great buys, fantastic volume deals, and cheap, cheap prices. We are conveniently located at the Curtis Flea Market, 1696 Bloor Street in Curtis, Ontario. Building 2 at the back of the building. Open Saturdays and Sundays all year round. Mention this ad and receive 5% off only at Mandy's Toys and Things. Are you looking for that very unique and personal gift? Then look no further. At Pamper Me Organically, we have that very special gift for that very special person in your life. Pamper Me Organically is a Canadian-owned and operated company that specializes and sells organic bath and beauty products. Come in and visit us locally in the Pickering Village Courtyard in Pickering, Ontario, or visit our website at www.pampermeorganically.com. We ship worldwide for all of your online purchases. Call us at 416-629-1952. That's 416-629-1952. Remember, at Pamper Me Organically, we never sell any product that contains harmful chemicals, fragrances, colorants, or animal ingredients. We are Pamper Me Organically, where you always get great products at a great price. The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is always strongly advised.
Oh. I was scared of dentists and the dark.
Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. Send Joanne an email right now, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now, right back to your host, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you very much, Gary, and welcome back, everyone, to Down the Garden Path. Joining me tonight is Dawn Gallagher from Gardens Plus, and she's telling us all about her great garden retail business out in just east of Peterborough, right? and 19 years. I think that's fabulous. I think I'm 17. I have to look it up, but 17 years as a designer. So,
amazing.
Yeah. So we're almost the same.
We must have started when we were what, 10?
That's right. We did. Right in grade school. but I said this to you when we chatted on the phone this week. You know, I've worked in the nursery business. I know how hard you have to work, like physically work, and then as a grower on top of it. So like I bow down to you, like you have a much stronger back than I do. and you must have a great little staff around you as well.
Yeah, we have great staff.
Because it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, you're right. You know. And I'm so fortunate because it's very seasonal and they all look forward to the next season. They're just as passionate about it as I am.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
Wonderful. I can't wait to visit. I really can't. I'm looking forward to that. And the thing that really fascinates me as well is the mail order side, you know? So I think, I mean, you've been great for your local area. And like you said, you work with other business owners that, you know, you're not growing the clematis. So someone down the road who might be, you know, that type of thing, give and take. But how did you... what made you decide on the mail order and kind of how did you get that going?
I guess we just thought it's there's a lot of rural areas where people don't have the garden centers and they don't have the selection. Like a general, I don't want to say everyday garden center, but most of them carry annuals, trees, shrubs. And when it comes to things like we were specializing then, we started specializing more in dahlias and hostas. And when we would look on the net to purchase ourselves stuff for the collection that we were, you know, putting together for our own display gardens, we would look at the prices and go, whoa, they're really high. We can beat those. And so we decided to sort of branch out and it was kind of a trial thing. And our first year was 1999 with mail order and we just put together a catalog, and I think there was like 25, I have a copy around here somewhere, 25 varieties of hostas and 25-ish maybe dahlias and a few cranesbill and not very much more than that we, you know, tried to ship. And then after that, it evolved into the website, which was 2001, I believe, was the first launch of the website. And then... so it was a way of getting it out there, and we only ship to Canada at this point. We get a lot of emails, would we ship to the States and to other countries, but we just want to keep it, you know, to our home country at this point. There's some, you know, you can do it easy enough. You just get the Aggie guy to come out here and do the paperwork and stuff, but if it does get held up, it's not worth it. It's a plant. Okay. It's a live plant.
Yes,
like
yeah.
We literally ship hosta, you know, we grow them in the ground in stock beds. The new stuff comes in, it goes into a pot. If you place an order and I don't have it in the ground because it's that new, it would come out of the pot. I'd shake the dirt off. You know, we soak the roots overnight and then we package it just like every one of them is a flower arrangement, so to speak. So you're getting a hosta fully leafed out, not a little plug that's dormant, kind of from some of those mail order type factory places kind of thing.
Okay.
So I'm not shipping until I know you can safely put it in the ground. And I watch. So if, you know, Alberta and like out there, if they're getting really nasty weather, I'll send you a quick email and just say, hey, do you want me to hold your order? Because I see that your
right.
weather's just turned,
yeah.
you know, Mother Nature can go kind of crazy in, you know, May, and it's sort of May, June when mm-hmm. I'm usually doing the shipping.
Right.
And then the same thing, coneflowers, they need to be planted when the soil's warm. You do not want to be shipping them too early.
Mm-hmm.
And
I guess your customers are good. Like they listen to you.
yeah,
which
for
is
sure.
Good.
It's funny because they're really anxious sometimes.
Yes.
And
yep.
and then I get customers from BC and they're asking me in March for their plants. And
yeah.
I'm kind of going, well, I'd have to take an ice chipper here.
Yeah, that's the one thing, you know, that they don't
yeah,
realize.
Yeah, so it kind of works the opposite. But,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
But,
for sure.
Yeah.
Now, and that, so we do have listeners in the U.S., so I'm sure they all went home when they found out that you don't ship to the U.S., but it is an extra process, and getting plants back and forth, it's definitely can be a challenge. So within Canada, how do you, now you're saying you ship them bare root, or do you have like a moistening product that you have them?
Well, I have used the polymer type soils, the heavy polymer type soils in the past. But now I just soak the roots overnight, and I use Canada Post. So I ship certain days depending on how long it takes to get there, and I've been doing it long enough that you know how long it takes. I don't even have to really look at the website and put the postal code in. BC takes at least 5 days. So I used to ship BC on Mondays, and then they wouldn't arrive by Friday. They'd arrive the following Monday. So now BC, for the last probably 10 years or more, I ship on a Wednesday, receive it on still Monday or Tuesday because the shipment keeps moving.
Right.
But it's kind of crazy, but it's in the truck and it keeps going. It's not like it pulls over for the weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then, Toronto, I ship usually Tuesdays because I need the other provinces to go on Monday so they're there by Thursday, Friday. But I soak the roots overnight. Daylilies don't get moisture. They just get wrapped up and tagged individually. And hostas go with some moist soil, basically in the bag with the tag, and
okay.
they're all individually. So people unwrap them. It's just like when you go to a nursery and you buy it in a pot with a tag. It's just you're not getting the pot,
right.
and you're not getting a lot of extra soil because we don't want the boxes to weigh that much.
Right.
We want to keep
yep.
the shipping reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's
but
great.
But it saves the people the gas. You know, I mean, for people Toronto, you know, I get a lot of orders, and they're from your area in Durham and Toronto area because otherwise, they're running around all over Toronto trying to get all these different plants. And, you know, if we're talking, like, I won't name names, but I have some ladies, and they, every year, and they order tons of coneflowers. And anything that I have that's new, and even ones that they fell in love with last year, like, they'll get five of this, five of that. But it saves them having to go to four or five different nurseries because
mm-hmm.
I carry all of them.
Right, right. Yeah, that is good to know. And
mm-hmm.
I think the thing I like is that you know you've tried them, and you've got them in your display garden so that you know these are the easier ones.
Yep.
So I go back
yep.
to my opening and how I really like to focus on and in my designs too, because as soon as someone calls me to do a landscape design, one of the first things out of their mouths are low maintenance. They want to have a nice front yard or backyard, but nobody wants to put in the work and nobody has the time.
That's
and
right.
it's, you know, and I always have my little joke about, well, there's such a thing as low maintenance, but not no maintenance, or, you
yes.
know, I can't put in plastic plants for you, that type of thing.
Yikes.
But
yeah.
I think, you know, I think some people would like that. And we see some of that in containers, right? Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
That's a whole other show. But
that's right. Not mine.
but I think it's really important for people to know that there are some good choices and there are some tricky coneflowers and there's a lot of really easy coneflowers, correct?
Yep. But, you know, coneflowers is it's a good one to discuss because my belief is what you need to sometimes plants are better if we neglect them.
Mm.
And when I do talks, I have a slide that I always show, and it shows what a coneflower looks like in the spring. But what I do is in the fall, I don't cut it back to the ground. I don't clean up
mm-hmm.
my coneflowers
oh, my
as
goodness.
Much as what
totally
I
agree. Yep.
clean up with everything else. Because what happens is the coneflowers, when they start to come out, they're very slow. They need that warm temperature to start growing. And often, a lot of us, and me included, I like getting the rest of the garden cleaned up really well in the spring. And we get in there a little bit too early, and the coneflowers aren't up enough for us to recognize what they are. And if you don't have them marked somewhat, I think a lot of people are actually digging them out or stepping on them and whatever else by mistake. So I always suggest leave the sticks. Obviously, if you have a tagging system and you don't like the tags, just bury them, even if it's a popsicle stick, something to mark, oh, there's something there you should be concerned about. Because I've never, ever lost any, and we're zone 5B. I mean, we're colder than you guys.
Yeah, I think I think I'm still 5B, though. But I think you get the snow, probably guaranteed snow cover.
True.
Where we might not get, you know, you have snow. You know, I know we're going through some snow yesterday and today, but...
Because
I know different people, I was telling you about hashtag garden chat and everybody, and that's a Twitter chat and everybody gets on and I just consider myself zone five, but everybody seems to be so specific on A or B. So I just looked up the other day. I'm like, okay, am I A or am I B? So I guess I am B too, but I think, you know, snow cover still, it's still a varying, you know, amount, right?
Yeah. And the other thing is a lot of people, you know, you can do another whole show on watering. I can honestly say I never, ever water any of my gardens.
Really?
Other than first year when gardens go in.
Wow.
But coneflowers and sedum are the same. Like a lot of people, you know, sedum you never have to water.
Right.
Coneflowers really belong right beside them. They love it dry and they love it hot. And I think a lot of people... they baby them too much, so they're watering them too much, and they don't like it.
Yeah.
They want it dry.
Okay. I have a confession because I put coneflowers in, and I always say this to my customers, there's very few perennials that I do. I am more of a shrub girl, and if I do put perennials in their garden, then they are ones that bloom for a long time or do two things versus, you know, if it just blooms for 2 weeks and it's done, then I don't have any time for it, really. So coneflower is one of the ones that I put in a lot of designs, and I go back and visit gardens as much as I can, and I can see that my customers are being very successful with them. Although in my own garden, and I could be a victim of too much watering because I have a hydrangea heavy garden, so it needs a little bit more water, but I have had horrible luck for whatever reason at growing my echinacea. So a coneflower, echinacea.
Be the water. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be the water. And I try not to cut anything back. I'm a firm believer on that, on leaving the seed pods for the birds, that type of thing.
Yep.
And I'm not a, you know, super cleanup in the fall. But you know what, that because I think because they don't grow so big and they're still a little spindly, like I think then they do get kind of lost.
Yeah.
So that is one that I don't know why I have such a hard time with. But now that when you talk about the water, that could be it. My hydrangeas are pretty established, and I don't, unless it's really obscenely hot, I usually don't have to water them either. But yeah, so you're going to have to give me some tips and tricks or some new varieties because I don't know what I'm doing wrong. But I'm obviously doing okay because I'm putting them in other people's gardens and they're doing well. And I have to say that you mentioned Crane's Bill, which is a perennial geranium.
Yep.
Roseanne is my favorite.
Love Roseanne. Yeah.
Yes. And I know the nurseries around here sell out of it.
Yes. I usually do too.
Yeah.
It just blooms and blooms and blooms. And again, another one, it's very similar to the coneflower in the spring. There's nothing there. You're going, where did it go?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it shows up and it shoots the arms that kind of sprawl all over everything and peekaboo. And it's such a great plant.
Yeah. No, I think mine was blooming this past October still.
Yeah.
You know, it really had a long season. So I think they're a real workhorse. So
yes,
I really, you know, they need to, for me, I feel really strong. Like there's a few things like peony. I mean, peony's kind of like, is it a perennial? Is it a shrub? That type of thing. For sure. It puts on such a big show that I think it does have a place in the garden for the spring, and I know it's only 2 weeks and then the hard rain comes and it's gone, but I think they are a nice big wow, you know. But for the most part, other perennials, I really want them to be longer bloomers.
Or the foliage, the thing.
Yes.
Like I'm all about the butterflies, the hummingbirds, drawing those types of, you know, into the garden. I love that. I love fragrance. I love foliage.
Yeah.
So any of the corbels and the tiarellas and the heucarellas, like that, all of those three families.
Yes.
I just love. And then some of them blooms a bonus, but some of the new ones are coming out with are just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the blooms are so insignificant really on those that the foliage is definitely to key. Now, ornamental grasses. Is that,
yep.
Yep.
So that's another, the zone thing. We talked about the zone a little bit. You know, we're both more or less in 5B.
Yes.
You really have to watch because there's a family they call miscanthus. There's tons of miscanthus grasses. Mm-hmm. They're all lovely. But there's some that are zone 6, 7, and 8. So you have to watch because a lot of times they'll put the ornamentals all in the perennial section at the garden center, and they're not all hardy.
Right.
So some of them are great, like they're all great in containers, but you have to watch because if you think you're spending $12 or, you know, $9 and it's a perennial, it's going to come back, just watch your tag. And watch your tag that the zone is Canadian zone because a lot of tag companies, believe it or not, they're actually made in the States.
Yeah.
So they're going to have the U.S. zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a whole blog post, about that.
But I have, Carl Forster, I love that grass. Straight up, looks like wheat. I love the winter, like the what it looks like right now at this time of year.
Yes.
Obviously, the fall is the peak. Actually, with Carl Forster, I would say actually late June, early July, when it's a burgundy color is peak for me.
You know, I think I noticed.
Don't notice
that. I have to say, I think I just really noticed that this past year. I guess I may not have been, I had a slow week or something, and I get to actually look at my own garden and was like, wow, look how purple, you know, because I do, I wait for that creamy color, but it was great to see that purple. So that is one of my favorites. We definitely have plants in common. And so your choice to go and focus on easy plants, has that really resonated well with your customers?
It has, but it's funny because when I started doing that, it really, to be honest with you, I wasn't thinking about the customers as much as I'm in the country and I'm on a well.
Right.
And I don't want to be watering the garden. So it was for the sake of the garden, the display gardens leading, like not needing as much work. From me and or having to water and all that. So originally that's what it started at, but then I'm getting older and all my customers are getting older. And I recognize that life and all this other stuff, you know, should come first, not our garden. And our thing is, and our motto has been for years, it was always Gardens Plus Grow With Us. But then about, I don't know, maybe 12 years ago or so, we came up with, we focus on easy care perennials so you can enjoy your gardens, not just work in them.
Excellent.
You just said it. You noticed your grasses this year. Like
yes.
You took a minute, like they always, you know, that old one about smell the roses.
Yes, yes.
Like, oh my gosh, it is so true. There's so many gardeners and we get so, you know, wrapped up that we don't even get to sit on our garden benches and have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, whatever we're into.
Well,
right?
That's the thing when you're in the industry, you know, just like the mechanic's car and the shoemaker shoe, kids have no shoes, that type of thing.
That's right.
Getting to your own garden is sometimes a challenge, right? So,
and a lot of people don't realize that all plants like that, you know, they have some plants that need a lot of work and they think that they're all like that. Like,
right.
So it's very, I know I've been out there trying to, you know, educate and I'm getting known for that for sure now more than ever. And it's great. And I'm so picky about what I bring in.
Good. Well, we'll have to do a talk, maybe a tag team of you do the perennials and I'll do the shrubs because there's some.
There you go.
Because there's some really great. They've really come a long way and lots of great shrubs that don't take up a lot of space and really put on, you know, a good show. So and they complement the perennials. You know, it works. They work really well together. So.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a little passion of mine. So I have a bunch more questions for you, and I'm loving talking with you. So I hope you hang on for a little bit longer. We're going to pause now for a second commercial break, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Down the Garden Path here on Reality Radio 101.
Welcome to One Love Caribbean Groceries and African Foods, located at 595 King Street East, Wilson and King Street in Oshawa. They carry a wide variety of delicious tropical fruits, vegetables, spices, halal meats, fresh fish, fresh roti, patties, cosmetics, and much, much more. Their friendly staff will be happy to serve you with all your West Indian grocery needs. One Love Caribbean Groceries, located at 595 King Street East, just a few steps east of Wilson on King Street in Oshawa. Their telephone number is 905-440-4632. That's 905-440-4632.
When you visit Peacock Lumber, you will step back in time to a place where purchasing wood products was simple, efficient, and pleasant. In our office, you can view our large selection of moldings and receive advice from knowledgeable sales staff. Once you have decided on your order, you can pick up your materials in our drive-thru yard or utilize our delivery service. For pickups, take your vehicle out to our traditional lumber yard, where someone is always there to assist you. If you are accustomed to purchasing wood products at a box store, you will be impressed by the variety, selection, and quality of products that we offer and the ease in which you get your vehicle loaded and get you on your way. Peacock Lumber is conveniently located on 8 acres in central Oshawa. It was started in 1939 by Victor Peacock and remains family-owned and operated. If you need quality wood products for your renovation, please call us at 905-725-4744. That's 905-725-4744. Or for a full list of products and prices, go to www.peacocklumber.ca. Come to Peacock Lumber first to get the price, selection, quality, and service that you expect.
Kicked me out when I told them that I live this way. 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 He doesn't own me. He doesn't own me.
Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. Send Joanne an email right now, realityradio101@yahoo.com. Hey, now back to your host, Joanne.
Thank you, and welcome back to Down the Garden Path. I'm here today with Dawn Gollaher with Gardens Plus, and we're talking all about her nursery just east of Peterborough. And I'm really excited to find out about you and know more about your plants. Now, I was thinking about, Dawn, welcome back.
Thanks, yep.
whether customers purchase, you know, in person or mail order, do you have a warranty?
Do I have a warranty? Well,
I know that's a tricky one.
We warranty that you're going to get what you ordered.
Okay.
It's going to be a plant of size that I would purchase myself as a gardener. So we're not shipping out little, there's different sizes and grades of plants as growers we can buy.
Okay.
So I always buy number one divisions or the biggest, you know, sizes we can get, not the little guys. I believe the little guys should be put in the ground for a year and then sold. But because we only do easy care perennials and we have planting instructions and all that to go with the plants, there's not usually any issues with plants. Awesome. The issues would be at the other end, which would be out of our control. Like we talked about, you know, somebody putting a hosta, even if they put a hosta in full sun, it's not going to die.
Right.
It's just not going to look that great. So we stand behind our plants. And we encourage people, if they have any issues at all, just to contact us and we'll, you know, make it right, so to speak.
Okay.
But we don't really have very many issues, even in the however many, you know, 16 years of mail order-ish.
And, that's great. Yeah. Because I guess I find the whole warranty thing, and I'm glad you do that, because I think that's the way to go. I think the big box stores and the bigger nurseries have created a gardener. They're not even gardeners, because they buy something and then if, you know, May long weekend, if it's not already blooming, not already looking great, because they quote unquote have a guarantee, they dig it up and take it back. And, you know, and it's not even, you know, like I think of hibiscus, for instance, right?
Yes.
We all,
yes.
Anybody who's a gardener knows that a hibiscus is not going to show up until, you know, depending on the weather, but it needs some heat. So end of June at the earliest,
that's right.
July at the best.
Yep.
And yet they are returned in people's carts in May, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's
right.
really preventing... the guarantee is kind of backfiring for me because it's really preventing the customer from really learning and being patient.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true. I never thought of that
yeah.
way. You're so right.
I'm really finding, and even though I mean, I do warranty the plants for my customers, but I'm finding it certainly a challenging aspect of my business, and I'm going to have a warranty like an actual guarantee description kind of go out with my plant lists plant quotes this year. So people, because also if they, you know, if it's the weather and it's the ice storm or it's whatever, it's not my fault, right?
Well, exactly.
You know,
or the dog uses that part of the garden for
yes.
a dog run. Like there's all, yeah. you know, the odd time you'll have like a vole or a mole eat around, you know, eat at mm-hmm. roots or something of a hosta, for example. But otherwise, I mean, you can't, there's certain plants, you just can't kill them.
Right.
You've left
right.
them, forgot to get them in the ground. Like I've had that situation mm-hmm. where, you know, we were planting all the stock back in the ground that was in pots because that's what we do. And, you know, you miss some and they're laying on top of the ground or something's pulled it out and it's laying on top of the ground. In the spring, it's still there. You stuff it in a pot and it's still... You know, so if that's
yeah, if that can survive,
what it can go through, then
yeah.
how could any gardener kill something?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And you know, so I definitely find that. So I think it's great that you educate you concentrate on the tags and the instructions because I really do think that needs to be the way things go. And I know everybody is so used to that money back guarantee, but. Really, you know, there needs to, I mean, whether they even said, you know, it has to, as of June 1st, like nothing should be really returned in May, really. You
That's
know,
right.
There's really no reason for any shrub or plant to be returned in May. So so it's a shame. And I think it's, you know, it's one marketing ploy that one, you know, somebody started and then it's kind of caught on to everybody else has to do it. And I think it's hurting the industry because I think it's hurting and setting up this expectation with customers. So
yeah.
I think that's the way to go. I really do.
Yeah, it is true that, they need to stand behind their product and only put number one quality on the shelf. If it's not one number one quality, it shouldn't go out the door.
For sure. And concentrate
That's
on educating it. Yeah. So if the customers are educated and informed, then they're going to be better customers and they're going to be repeat customers, which
yep.
I'm sure is what you found with your clients.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Exactly.
And I do have your website up here on my little iPad. And I have to say the pictures are great. So it's very easy with the website now, I'm sure, compared to the catalog, right? It must be much easier to demonstrate what the customer is going to get.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the catalog was only like for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I still did a printed catalog probably up until about maybe 10 years ago or so. Because there was a lot of people that didn't have the internet
yeah.
so much. It's probably more like 15 years ago. But anyways, and then when we did this website, the version we have now, was just launched in December.
Excellent.
Usually I update the website every December for the following year. It was a little later in December this year because we did the whole transition into a shopping cart.
Okay.
Which is, it's cool. And you just set up an account and you don't even have to pay if you're coming to pick it up, which is one of the things I had a company help me this time. I'm very hands-on. So in the past, I did all the site work myself. And I was getting at the point where I was hitting a kind of a brick wall.
Yeah.
And I needed to go the next step, but I needed some help. So I hired a website designer, but I told him sort of what I wanted. And so I told him I wanted, you know, obviously my logo, I wanted these colors, I wanted this, I wanted that, I wanted it to flow this way. And I wanted people that were coming to pick up their plants not to have to pay ahead.
Wow.
That's a huge thing for me. Mail order, sorry, is a little different because I'd have
yeah.
to get all organized before I open retail. But when I'm open retail, you know, people would email me and say, can you get these plants together for me? And that's the way it used to work. So I don't want to stop that. And it's part
okay.
of that personal touch.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So it's kind of, it for people that are local, it might not seem that you can do it that way, but you can. You just, when you go to actually check out, it just says pay at pickup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And your website is which everybody knows by now, gardensplus.ca.
Yeah.
Excellent. And you've got your map and your directions there so everyone can find you, which I think is great. Any new plans for 2016?
Oh, my gosh. I actually went in the plant search and put in new, and I think I came up with close to 70 new that I just put on the site this year.
Wow. So you're going to 70 new plants that you're going to carry?
Yes.
Wow, that's exciting.
So a lot of them are hosta.
Okay.
And a lot of the hostas that I'm carrying that are new haven't been really in e-commerce or available at the garden centers. And that's a lot of the, some of the plants, especially hostas and daylilies, because we don't have just 10, 15, 30 varieties on the shelf. We have hundreds of varieties on the shelf. You might not see some of the new ones that we have in the normal nurseries for, you know, 5 to 10 years, even if ever, because they always carry the classics,
yeah,
which is great. Nothing
yeah.
wrong with them. But it's nice to have some really nice blues and some blotchy ones and some, you know, some of the other exciting new plants. I love hellebores. I don't know how you feel about them, but the first pop of spring when you're walking around your garden in like March and April, that's what's blooming.
Yes. And I just put them in last year. So I'm looking forward to them this year. They were already done when I bought them and put them in.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're new to my garden. So I'm hoping.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. They're great. They're another one, though, that you really need to watch the zone.
Right.
So I bring in zone sort of 3, 4, and I'll bring in some 5.
Okay.
And they've come out with a couple new series. One is wedding party series. So there's, let me see, there's True Love is brand new. Dark and Handsome is brand new. Wedding Bells, obviously, okay. is brand new. And then there's a honeymoon series.
Wow.
And there's Sandy Shores. It's in that series. It's really pretty. And they're all hardy. And then the hardiest of all hellebores, if somebody's listening and they're north of us, Ivory Prince. That's the hardiest.
That's the hardiest one.
Yeah. And it's very more common. You can get it quite easily.
Okay.
And the one I love the most for its foliage, it's called Penny's Pink.
Okay.
And you'll have to Google it to see some of the pictures of the foliage. Oh my gosh, it's just gorgeous. The flower's kind of little pink. It's nice, but the foliage is amazing. And the foliage for hellebores, even the flowers, they hold a long time.
Yeah.
They look really waxy, and they're great in a part shade situation. And they can take a lot of moisture, but again, I don't water, and they grow fine here.
All right. Yeah, I'm glad. I think I've got them in the right spot. I'm going to have to look at what variety I got, though, and see. Hopefully,
and they're deer-resistant and rabbit-resistant, which is another thing. Some people have an issue with the deer.
Yep.
And
rabbit especially.
Issues with rabbits.
Yeah, especially with me and subdivisions, I would say more rabbit than deer. Definitely. And even I've spotted one, and it's jumped out at me a couple times already in my own garden, actually.
They are cute,
but boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
I haven't caught it eating anything, though, so that's good.
That's good. Yeah, they usually climb up my burning bush, and they and I give it a trim, and
yes,
it's fine.
For sure. Burning bush is its favorite, so
definitely.
Well, we are running out of time, and I can't believe it, so I'm so excited that you agreed to come back, so we'll have another time for you to come back in March. But I did want to talk about your nursery, so it's not open right now.
No.
It you said you open the so you were open normally 6 days a week from the Friday before Mother's Day weekend until July 31st.
Yep.
But mail order wise, you have a longer season for mail order.
Yeah, people have already started ordering now or reserving for pickup now. And we work with people for shipping. We work with the date that works with them.
Okay.
But if they order in May, they're not going to get it the next week because I have to send the orders of the people that have ordered, obviously, in January, February, March 1st.
Yeah.
But we work it out between them. And, okay. I mean, the plant, there's no difference. The plant's just growing even bigger and better here if we prolong the shipping.
Yeah.
And we don't ship usually in August because it's too hot.
Okay.
And it's not like the trucks out there are going to air condition our plants for us.
Yes. Yeah.
So we hold orders and then we'll ship them in September, which is another good time for planting.
For plants. Excellent.
Yeah.
And then you are open. Okay. So the hours of your, when you're open.
Yep. So we're open Thursdays and Fridays from 10 till 7.
Okay.
Tuesday's the day that we're closed. And all the other days are 10 to 4.
Okay, 10 to 4. So excellent, excellent hours. So that is great. Yeah. And, of course, all that information is on your website. You have a Facebook page, and you are on Twitter as well.
Mm-hmm.
So is there
any... And Pinterest and YouTube.
Oh, excellent. Oh, YouTube. I'll have to check that out, too.
Yeah, there's not a lot on YouTube, but I have a video on how to hybridize your own daylilies on there. That's kind of cool.
Okay. All right. So, and you will be speaking at the Peterborough Garden Show in April. Excellent.
Yes.
So, please, I hope our listeners have enjoyed our chat as much as I have. And I wanted to thank you very much for being a guest tonight on my first show of 2016.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dawn. And we will talk soon.
Sounds great.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, there you have it, everyone. Our first show of 2016 is done. I hope you get check out Dawn's website and you can start ordering. It's kind of exciting to know that you can start ordering plants for delivery in May now. So please check it out at gardensplus.ca. Now is a good time to also start thinking about your garden design and garden plans. So, please check out my website at downtoearth.ca with the number 2 and start thinking about that. And I'm excited about the next few shows. So next week I'm going to talk more myself about garden trends. There's a garden, Landscape Ontario has their garden congress this week and I'll be attending. So I'm looking forward to sharing all about that next week. And then we'll go from there. So thank you once again for joining me down the garden path here on Reality Radio 101.
You've been listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101.